So here I am with Anu from Barclays, and we've been reflecting a little bit on the day, and we started having a conversation about when would be the right time to invest and support these kind of activities. So I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I think that was very interesting from today's discussion. We had some very big and mature businesses, global businesses, talking to us about amazing things they're doing. And what was came out very clearly is that this becomes a critical issue when you are a mature player in a mature market. When you're looking for new avenues for growth, then serving the bottom of the pyramid becomes critical because there's nowhere else to go. It's much more difficult for organizations who are early on in their development or are in growth markets to be thinking the same way. And so timing is key to this thing, I think.
From your own perspective, from Barclays' perspective, I mean, what do you think some of the learnings were in terms of, apart from timing, what makes these programs successful?
What was very clear to us is, obviously, as everyone's talked about, the vision and being clear that we must do something, and that coming right from the top. But more importantly for us, I think, is the idea that actually looking at a client need, looking, even if they may not be attractive customers to us, understanding closely how they do that. So in the case of Emmanuel explaining that they actually spent time in Bangladesh living with those people, understanding their needs, and then developing as something as a result, which may go beyond what their current capabilities are, rather than seeing it from a very product-focused point of view, seeing what can we deliver today on our current capabilities.
And was there anything when people were talking where you felt kind of almost that you disagreed, you know, where you think that actually that maybe was slightly naive, or maybe that's you know, less applicable for you in your markets?
Certainly, service industry is a much more difficult task to try and bring that to a needy population than it is for commodity goods like lighting and food and nutrition. So the challenge is much greater, but that doesn't in any way, I think, belittle what has been done, I think. The thing I think the timing thing was for me a revelation, because I think the way social business is presented is that anyone can do it. But I think actually businesses need to look very closely internally as to when is the right time for them. I think that's where I'd say it was a slight departure from the general kind of marketing message that was out there.
All right. I think it's time for the pub.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anu. Bye-bye.
Okay.